Together we are back. It is Clarity Radio. Folks, well, you know that. My name's Brian, and this broadcast has been prepared for February 11th, 2021. My God, this is the first broadcast of the year, and we are back, and we have a guest in the studio, and her name is Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
Tell me why you're nervous.
Well, I'm more on the shy side, so coming and talking about...
Yeah. It's not being shy, it's being brave.
Yeah.
You're very, very brave. And we've been working together, how many years?
10 years,
right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you want to talk about a climb where you've been climbing to get to where you are. I mean, you've come from a space of depression.
Yeah.
Anxiety.
Yes.
Huge despair.
Huge.
Sadness.
Yep.
And extreme anger, bipolar.
Correct.
All these things you've had.
Yes.
Now, we're saying you had because why?
I don't feel that way today.
Yeah, because we worked really hard to get those, we'll call it the monkey on your back.
Yeah, very hard. It was a lot of work.
It was very, very, very difficult. But everything's timing, right?
Yes.
You believe that?
Oh, yeah.
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 And that's what a lot of people don't understand. When they come and see me, it's like they pay for this very expensive session.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you've invested in yourself over the years.
Yeah.
Okay. And as a result of that, you've helped us with our research and everything else. And what does God do for you? Takes away all these things.
Yeah.
You don't have that depression. You don't have any of that stuff. You don't have the bipolar. You don't have the episodes where you got to go 5 days or 25 days or 3 months and you just explode. That's not going to happen anymore.
No.
Okay, because the entity that was on you, we call this entity energy. Let's just say it's energy. And a lot of people don't understand about this energy. And even, let's go really crazy, because I love getting people in the uncomfortable zone.
Yep.
Because that's where we all have to be, in the uncomfortable zone, to really move forward.
Yeah.
And we have to be able to just let go, let the emotions go, let our anger go, and sometimes really have the anger in order for us to heal.
Yeah.
And that's the uncomfortable zone. That's why we need to be there.
Yeah.
And you've been in that spot many times with me where I've gone deep, and you've cried.
Yeah.
And you've cried. And you're even crying now, okay? And that's because when people see me, we were talking earlier, and I've got the Christ energy in me. And I can go, for example, I mean, it happened yesterday. I mean, we bought some Indian food, and it was a special deal. You buy one bowl of Indian food, and you get the second one half price. And so we ordered the food. And then at the cash register, he says, which one do you want to half price? I said, I'm not taking anything from you. I'm paying a full price. You need the money. That was how I approached this man, because I knew that I was the only one in the restaurant, the takeout. I discerned that he was hurting, and there was no way that I was going to take his money like that. And people who know me, they know that I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know me for years, how I think.
Yeah.
And so we gave him the money, and then he just put his hands together and he bowed, but he didn't know who I was. And that happens a lot. When I go somewhere, people just put their hands together and they bow. They don't even know who I am, but it's the Christ that they're feeling, man. It's the Christ that's making you teary-eyed right now.
Yeah.
It's that energy is all over you.
Yeah.
And my aura is very strong.
Yeah.
And so because the Christ is working through me, I was able to do something very dangerous. The energy that you had, depression, the anxiety, all this stuff was transferred to me.
Yeah.
And so I asked Father, where is this energy coming from? It was coming from different stars. I go, oh my God, different stars. And these stars were stars of people that you had another incarnation with in another lifetime.
Yep.
And they were working through you, sending you the energy to have you have depression and everything else.
Yeah.
And then once I was able to identify who were attacking you and why, because one of the main reasons why you were attacked is because you forgave them. They harmed you in another incarnation, and you went and you forgave them. Then you took on their karma.
Correct.
Wow. Well, I know life has not been easy for you.
No.
I mean, it has not been easy. I want to ask you something. When I looked at your genes, because genes hold information that helps me to help you. And so I discerned that you never enjoyed going to school.
No.
Talk to me. Why?
didn't think anybody really cared if I learned or not.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I mattered. I just existed.
And why did you feel this way? I mean, it's deeper. I know you're saying that no one cared for you, but what's the core? I know what the answer is,
yeah.
But I want you to tell me what comes to you. It's got to do with your home life.
Yeah. Well, my dad wasn't a very kind man towards me.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't feel that I was part of that family.
Yeah.
I was just there, and he would just see me, and I made him angry. I felt like I made him angry when he would see me.
Yes.
And so I carried that with me to school. Carried that with me through my life.
Yes, yes,
I carried so much of that on my back. Like, there was a lot of times I felt like I didn't need to be in this world anymore.
Yes, yeah. Well, let me find out. Let me go to your first gene experience. I want to find out, when did you feel you did not want to be in this world? So give me a second. Hang on. Don't answer, because you're going to give everything away. You know, I got to do some work here. Hang on. Give me a chance. Okay, so there's something that's called a white light gene, okay? A white light gene. And the white light gene tells me everything that you experienced in your incarnation before you came here.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Which is really bad. Okay? And then it tells me what you are supposed to go through in this incarnation. Now, what you were supposed to do really is not repeat the same events. It was for you to go on a spiritual journey.
Yeah.
That was the deal.
Yeah.
Okay. But still, you coming from another incarnation, the white light coming through. And when you were born, that's when you really didn't want to be here.
Yeah. No.
No. It's from that. So I just want to go back to the time that you were born. Let me just check. Hang on. Okay. So I'm being told that you didn't want to go through your mother's birth canal. So what happened with your birth? Was there a breach? Was there something that happened that your mother went through, some problem? There had to have been, because you didn't want to be born.
Yeah. She had a difficult birth with me.
Yeah.
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 She didn't talk a lot about stuff like that, but she did mention it was a difficult
birth.
Right.
Okay. Because you didn't want to be here.
Right.
Okay. That was the main reason. So a medical doctor listening to me right now is probably going to say it's nonsense. But the medical doctor who is spiritual is going to be saying, yeah, you know what? It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. And so from the get-go coming out, you didn't want to be here.
No.
And so from that moment on, you did not really want to be here. And so you, on some level, was trying not to be here.
Yes.
Doing crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That could get you killed.
Yeah.
Throughout your whole life.
Self-sabotaging.
That's bipolar.
Yeah.
Because everybody on this planet, I don't care who they are or who their advisors are, everyone who has bipolar subconsciously, even consciously, wants to kill themselves. Everybody. There's not one person that does not want to kill themselves who has bipolar. And the reason is, it's not here. Like, the answer is not here. It's not in this incarnation. It's not here. And so what happened? So what happened in that other incarnation? We discussed this before. That's how you were able to be healed.
Right.
Your daughter was killed, car accident, among other things that happened to her, which was really bad.
Right.
And your son was also killed, car accident. Okay? And there was one other thing that we didn't discuss, I don't think we did, is the fact that you had cancer in that other incarnation.
No,
you don't. Yeah. You had cancer on top of that, along with a divorce and all that stuff. So you went through all that stuff, but if we did not intervene,
right,
you would have went through the same experience in this incarnation.
I wouldn't be here.
It's true. Yeah, he's saying it's true.
Yeah.
So where are we going from here? Where are we going? You're moving forward with your life.
Okay? Yes.
You're not going to commit suicide.
No.
You're not going to have this despair. Okay? We've dealt with the issues, and there's other stuff that went on with you, which I don't want to discuss, in the past life. But it was tough.
Yeah.
Very, very, very difficult life you've had.
Yes.
And so what we were able to do is to change the script, change your genes, your gene programming, so that you don't have to go through. But there's one thing I thank God about is the fact that, number one, he works through me. That's number one. Okay. And when I say God, I'm talking Christ, Christ's energy. I'm not talking religious Christ.
Right.
Okay? It's totally different. And when I think of Christ, I think of this energy that works through me to get to other people. But yet there's a fragment of Christ on the people that come and see me. That fragment is on you. That's how you are attracted to me.
Right.
And it allows you to believe that this is possible. And I'm not going to knock the Catholic Church, but if you were a brutal core Catholic, you would not have been set free. Because a brutal core Catholic, and I love all Catholics, but I'm just being factual here. Catholics are not allowed to accept any sort of miracle or any type of miracle healing. And so what we had to do is basically put you into a position where you lose your religion.
Yeah.
We had to get rid of all the blocks. Remember,
there was a lot.
There were a lot of religious false beliefs, blocks, and everything else. We had to get rid of that. Otherwise, I would not have been able to take your energy, transfer it to me, and I took it all. I took it all on, okay?
Yep.
And see, when I do something like that, I have to be very careful. I have to get permission to do it. Because if I take it from you, I can't get it off me.
Yeah.
And then I go through all the stuff.
Yeah.
Not only do I go through that, my family goes through it. Okay?
But
we were very careful to do the healings because that was my concern I disclosed to you. Okay? But the right moments came where the Father says, okay, you're ready. We can now get you to take it on. And we got rid of it.
Yeah.
And so to me, to see you here, even though you're emotional, I know that you don't have the monkey on your back anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have it. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break now, and we're going to go to our song break. And folks, if you've got anyone who's going through what Nancy has been going through, it's not her real name, but we'll say Nancy, don't let them suffer, because I'm here to help. But those who have what is called a Lucifer gene, I can't help. It's tough, but when we come back, we're going to talk about this Lucifer gene, and we're going to talk about other things. Okay, so we'll be right back. My name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make. I'm facing the chances I'm taking. Sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going. And I gotta be strong.
Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's
Okay, we're back. My name is Brian. You are, as you know, listening to Clarity Radio. And this has been prepared for February the 11th, year 2021. I thank God that 2020 is gone. Oh, my gosh. That was a tough year for all of us. Hey, Nancy?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And, you know, when we take a look at COVID, it's going to get better. And with respect to the government, what they're doing, they're just reading their lines. They're not doing anything wrong. You know, we're all actors and we walk around as though we think we've got free will. And we spoke about free will. The Father tells me the only free will we have is when we go to God and we ask God for forgiveness. Then God gives us the free will. So God changes everything for us.
Yeah.
But if we don't go to God like you have.
Yes, I have.
You will not experience free will. We can't just simply do something on our own and say we have free will, except to go to God. And that's the only way we have free will. And people, if you don't have a relationship with Christ/God, which is a personal relationship, and if you're not going and you're not asking God to forgive you, you need to start doing this now. And also, there's something else. A lot of people don't understand the magnitude of my gift. And I'm not going to disclose that to anyone, but it's very powerful. And so I'm asking everyone, never speak against me. I don't want to see you get harmed. I'm part of the bigger picture. I am the extension of the spiritual council. And never do me harm, because I love you. And I'm only here to help you. And I have this enormous field of angels that are there to help me, to do good. Again, I'm asking you, just be kind to me and love me and allow me to help you and allow me to do my job to help 7 billion people plus. That's what I want to do. So, we were talking and I asked a question, Nancy. Do you love yourself? And you said?
I do. I do now.
Right. But a month ago?
No.
Right. Okay. That gene, the love gene, is activated.
Yeah. And I can feel that.
You can feel that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when someone loves themselves, they simply do good things.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
When someone truly, truly loves themselves, they're not going to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
And that gene is special because there's a lot of people, they don't have that gene activated. And the reason why that gene was activated, because we went through your other incarnations, and all these events that happened to your family, you felt responsible.
Yes.
That was it. Right?
Yes.
And there's a lot of parents that feel responsible for what happens badly to their kids.
Yeah.
And it's tough. And what's even tough, and this really bothered me, is that incarnation, you were cursed. Your whole family was cursed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, major curse by people who are monsters. Okay? And you were about to be cursed again.
Yeah.
And so all that stuff was removed. And the reason why it was removed, because you forgave those in another incarnation who cursed you.
Yeah.
And you took on the curse again. That's why you never forgive anyone. That's God's job.
Yeah.
Your job is only to let go of your anger and your revenge and to denounce any oaths, vows, and promises. And whereas when we talk about promises, you never make a hardcore promise. What's a hardcore promise? It's when you make a promise to someone and you don't say to the best of your ability. Now, if it's really, really hardcore, you can say, to the best of my ability, I agree, okay, and also subject to God's will. If it's really hard, and subject to I, myself, having the flexibility to change my mind.
Right.
That's what you want. So when you leave here, you don't want to leave here with a hardcore promise.
Yep.
Like some clients will say, will you always be with me? And I found those were the ones that were coming every incarnation with me to do serious harm.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've learned the hard way, too. I've fallen many times in this life because I did the same thing you did.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you're not alone. And I'm a spiritual man, and I got duped. I got duped in that other incarnation where we had 100% free will. I got duped. And so what keeps coming in my mind, physician, heal thyself. And so I've been busy doing a lot of self-healing for the last 3 months. And I've learned a lot. And I've taken on a lot. I've learned the mistakes I made. And so now he says, go out and teach my children. And that's what I got to do. And plus, I don't know how I'm going to do this, is bring not religion, but spirituality and science together. Because right now, they're not helping me directly, which they're supposed to be doing. And I'm glad to hear that some group in BC is going to start doing some sort of research on a treatment for COVID. You know, I'm glad.
Yes.
Because we need to move in a logical, truthful path, which you have. And so the result is that you've moved into that path, and you've gotten truth, and you've been set free.
Yeah.
And so when the scientists come to me, wherever they come, probably out of Europe, they come to me with truth and a path they want to go on truth, we're going to get the antidote for COVID. And so the people who are sick, most of them can't survive.
That's amazing. That will be amazing.
And if they want to see if I'm a fake or whatever, put me to the challenge. But I've been told I won't be working with anyone in North America. I'm not supposed to. I've got an active gene to work with someone out of Europe. And I plan to get the same results, which all I need is someone who is truthful to work with me and that will not take advantage of me. Then I can do it. Because why? Benjamin Franklin, right? Einstein, Tesla. All the things that I've done, my inventions, is because man could not do it. That's why I'm here again. So I've got that memory. And I've got new additional knowledge on microbes, chemistry, and everything else. It's because man can't do it. They can do it like 50%, 70%, 80% effective, but they can't do it 100% effective, whereas I can. That's the difference between me and 7 billion people. And so you know through your own experience.
Yep.
If you can be set free, which is very difficult.
It was a long journey.
For someone to be free of what you had, you were diagnosed with these conditions, right?
With the depression, anxiety.
Despair.
Despair, yeah.
Sadness.
Yes, but all of those.
But anger.
Anger.
Okay.
I really bottled that up, and I would take it out on myself. Anger would be...
Then you would explode.
Yeah.
That's the definition of bipolar.
Yeah.
And plus you had suicide.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, I thought of it more than you can.
So it's a textbook classic case.
Yes.
Okay. So, having said that, you think you're going to get that back?
No.
That's right.
No. I sleep at night now. I am not waking up in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's good.
Yeah.
That you're sleeping. Because to be able to go through life and not sleep.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh. I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would be anxious and not knowing what I'm anxious about, but it was there and it was real and it was despair and I just wanted it to end.
Yeah. Yeah. You wanted to just end it. I've seen so many cases. I've sat in front of so many people like you. You know, it's a bad state to be in.
It is.
And sometimes if you're at work, your employer and whoever, your friends, they don't understand what you're going through.
Absolutely not. No.
And basically what they do is to just turn their backs on you.
Yes. Okay?
And label you as crazy, you know?
Yes.
You've been there. But they can't do that anymore because you do not have any of these conditions because you know that.
No.
You know your head is feeling a lot lighter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're looking better. Before, you looked as though you were always worried.
Yeah.
The worried look.
Yeah.
And you don't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to check something. Hang on. Give me a second. So, because you love yourself, there's something else that has happened. A month ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, since the day you were born, you had this kind of gullible trust gene that was active.
Oh, yeah.
You just trusted everybody.
Yes.
And then you got whacked over the head.
Yeah. Okay? And then I'd be disappointed.
The blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah. All this stuff, despair, you know, all this stuff kicking in.
Yeah.
You don't have that anymore.
That's good to hear.
No, but
really
do you trust people? What's the answer? What's your inner self telling you?
No, I don't trust.
That's right. You're listening to yourself.
Yeah.
Because that gene is activated that says you don't trust people.
No.
Okay?
No.
I mean outside.
I want to, but I don't.
But outside me, because you trust me 100%, you also have another gene that says you trust me 100%.
Yeah.
So this is good because this is how you're going to get help. And we want to see you succeed. And we want to see your children succeed.
Yes.
We want to see their children succeed because the curse that you had, your family, was for the offspring, your grandchildren, to suffer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand these curses. You know, I was watching a program on YouTube the other day, and it was about Romania. And there's a group of witches, gypsies, And I know there's good witches and there's bad witches. You know, I get all that stuff. And I'm not into witches, you know, unless it's Halloween. But I've never dressed up as a witch. I don't think I would look nice as a witch. Although when I was younger, I loved to go out for Halloween and get all those candies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then go to school the next day and be wired and be disciplined by the teacher. Like, I mean, I went through all that stuff. And my childhood was also troublesome. I had a very difficult childhood. But one thing that I realized through my childhood, it made me stronger. And one of the things I said that I don't want any of my children to suffer the way I did.
Yeah, yes.
And I made a promise to myself, okay? And I've kept that promise to the best of my ability. But as you've climbed, I've climbed. And so as a healer, I can relate to you.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to relate. I'm not coming from a textbook.
You're genuine.
Yeah. I know what it's like to be disappointed, to be rejected, not to be believed. And I had a tough time, you know, even my grades. When I take a look at my grades through public school up to grade 6, I got a lot of Fs, a lot of Ds, I got some Es, I got a couple Cs, maybe I got a B in art, you know. But I had a tough time because I couldn't go home and concentrate and do my work. And that was the situation with you. That's why you didn't like school. Because I said, I know the answer.
Yeah.
And because you could not concentrate at home.
No. It was go to your room and
Find
out.
Yeah. The home environment was a situation where you could not do your work.
Yeah.
And so I totally relate to that. But once you understand that it's not your fault.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
And you don't blame yourself.
No.
Okay? And that you're a good person. You realize that you are a good person.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, God would not have helped you.
No. Yeah.
Because you're crying now, because you know it's true.
Yeah.
Because you would not have gotten the help. And your kids would not have gotten the help.
Yeah. Yeah. That's big for me.
That's huge. Okay? But a lot of people don't understand this unless they walk in your shoes.
Yes.
Folks, for you to really understand what I'm trying to say, you've got to be able to have the experience to walk in our shoes. Because if you haven't, it's hard for you to understand what pain is really all about. And it's not so much what pain is all about, is when the pain is gone, the joy that you receive in your heart, where your heart is no longer heavy.
Yeah.
Because your heart's light now.
Yeah.
You're really light right now. And I feel lighter, too. Like, you know, you looked at me and you said, geez, you look better. You look good.
Yeah.
Because I lost 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay, and I got another 40 to go. And I was thinking to myself, if I got any lighter, they could easily put a string on my butt and use me as a kite. Then I thought, well, geez, if I lose 40 pounds, if I turn sideways, they're going to say, Brian's missing. Where did he go? Before, I was huge. And so you feel good. Why am I saying this to you? Because I had to go through what you went through. I had to take away the layers, the onion layers of all the disappointments in life. That was weighing me down. And I got rid of most of it. I'm still working on it. And as a result of that, I got rid of what we call the victim mentality.
Yes, I had that for sure.
That's right. We spoke and we got rid of it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you had this victim gene star working through you.
Yeah.
Okay? And I had the same thing.
Went along with my gullible, trusting.
Exactly. Because you felt responsible for harming someone else. So did I, but we were not responsible.
Right.
But once the truth of the actual discernment came through to us, we were able to let go.
Yeah.
And so you're no longer a victim. You don't need to be a victim anymore because we got rid of that.
Yeah.
On top of the other things that we got. But the victim was the latch pin.
Yes.
It was the latch pin to set you free so that you would not go through that again.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Getting rid of that latch pin. And I tell you, when that latch pin goes, what it means is that people who were before cursing you,
yeah,
they can't curse you anymore. And it means that they go through what they have to go through. Based on their own karmic debt that they created, they got to go through it. They can no longer pass it to you.
That's
and that's what you were up against.
Yeah. I feel when I wake up in the morning since my last healing,
yeah,
that there's a reason to be up. It feels good.
Yeah. Joyful. You're looking forward to the future.
Yeah.
Even though we're going through COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mind space is for people to basically do what the government's saying, that it's going to be over. We're going to get by this.
Yeah.
And that I trust what the government's doing. And they're only reading their lines. Just you're reading your lines. I'm reading my lines.
Yes.
And so we're all actors on the stage. Should I change my name to William? No, I'm not going to be Shakespeare. Okay. I don't mind being Shakespeare. Okay, hang on for 1 second. Okay. He's reminded me on something very important. My God. So we're in the matrix here. And this is where we go through sowing and reaping, good karma, bad karma, or going repeating the same Groundhog Day again. Whatever. ETC, yeah. ETC, ETC. And these last healings that you've received, you were in purgatory. So the real who you are was in purgatory. And so purgatory basically says that in another incarnation where you had 100% free will, you did something. And because you did something, you've got to go into the matrix that we're in right now.
Right.
And that you got to go through some experience. Okay. And so the experience was, again, for you to go on a spiritual path and be set free. Because you've done that, so when you die and pass on, even to say you die because you don't die, okay?
Yeah.
But let's just say, to appease most people, when you die and you cross over, you're going to connect with your real self, and you're going to be out of purgatory. This is what we've done for you.
Right.
And there are some people that's in real deep hell, okay, which was your mother.
It's funny. I just thought about that. I was going to say my mom.
Yeah. And so we were able to help your mom get out of deep hell.
Yeah.
Okay. I was able to do it because I'm the extension of the spiritual council, and I do have the authority working with Christ/God to get people out of hell.
Yeah.
And I knew that your mother went there wrongfully because she took on someone else's hell karma.
Yeah.
So we got her out of there. So she's moving on to something else, which is going to be a lot better. And so with you, you're going to connect, and your next incarnation is going to be, well, less stressful because you've cleansed. And what I'm going to do is we're going to do the same thing for your kids.
Yeah.
So wherever they are, okay, they go through what you went through, go through the healing process. They get set free.
Yeah.
When they cross over, they get reconnected.
Yeah.
Instead of basically crossing over, not getting reconnected and going through another Groundhog Day horrible life experience.
Yeah. Get gerbil on a wheel.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? There's one thing I was going to say, because someone was telling me about losing weight, because we were talking moments ago about myself losing weight. You reminded me of the treadmill.
Yeah.
And the treadmill, there's a lot of people that spend hours on the treadmill. See? And the only people who really get the benefit is people who have a chemical condition in their body where their heart basically accumulates fat. So when you do cardio,
yeah,
you're getting rid of the fat around your heart. Other than that, it's not doing anything else good for you.
Yeah.
It's not. That's all it's doing. But there's people do this to lose weight. It ain't going to work.
No.
And it hasn't worked.
No.
Been there, done that. It didn't work. Okay? So you don't need to do that. You don't have to go and exercise so crazy. It's not necessary. Do you exercise?
I like to walk. I like being outside. And I do exercise, but I'm not a fanatic.
There's a reason why I'm telling you this. So I'm now going to check your genes. And I'm going to tell you the exercise you can't do.
Okay.
And you're going to agree with me. I'm just having fun here.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Okay, just very simple. Aerobics you can't do, you're going to hurt yourself.
No, I actually feel sick if I do aerobics.
Right, because your gene says you can't do it.
Yeah, okay.
And skiing you can't do.
No, gave that up.
Yeah, because if you do that, you're going to injure yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, then the other one, you've got many, but I mean, then the other one would be jogging, long jogging.
No, I was never able to do it.
Yeah, if you do any of the three, your gene says you're not supposed to do it. But let's say, for example, if you join some organization and the organization says we need everyone to be in shape, okay? Let's say if you join to be a police officer, right?
Okay.
And the police association says everyone's got to be fit. Then they want you to jog, you wouldn't be able to do it.
No.
If they say, okay, if you can't jog, let's do aerobics, you still couldn't be able to do it.
No.
Yeah, and likely you would fail the exam.
Yeah, physically.
Yeah, because what everyone thinks, and when you take a look at teachers, teachers generally speaking think that every child can jog.
Yeah.
Every child is programmed to do the same thing. It's not. Because there are children that's in school that they're not supposed to jog. And if they jog, they're going to get injured.
Yeah.
They're going to have an ankle problem, they're going to have a back problem, whatever it is, or they're going to just emotionally get angry.
Yeah.
And so the point, what I'm trying to say to the listeners is that we're all different by virtue of how our genes are programmed. And so we have to be patient, very patient with everybody. Just because someone can't lose weight right away or they can't exercise, it doesn't mean they don't want to. It just means that they can't. Their genes say they can't do it. So before we go, what last words do you have to say?
I guess today I can say I'm really glad to be alive.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and I have hope, a lot of hope,
yeah,
that the future for myself and my kids is brighter.
Yeah.
And I would not have been able to say that in the past.
Yeah, you know, I can fill an office room with people that would say the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm happy for you.
And I can 100% say I feel connected to God,
yeah,
to the Father.
Yeah.
I always talk to him, but I never knew if he heard me or not, but I know he's hearing me.
Oh, 100%.
I know that, yeah.
It's interesting you're making that statement. For years I've been saying, if you don't love yourself, you can't love another.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've been listening to
for a long time
my radio show for the past 15, 17 years, whatever I've been doing, plus I've been doing radio in the States, you know. You know.
Yeah.
And it's proven today that it's true.
Yeah.
And now you can have that connection, that true connection to God. And when you think you've done something wrong, just go to God directly and say, Father, forgive me.
And I have been. I have been.
If you run over an animal on the road,
yeah,
every time, Father, forgive me. And that's what you do. And by you doing that, you're making sure that you don't come into another incarnation and pay some debt.
Yeah.
And that's why you go to God, so that you reduce the debts.
Yeah.
So I'm glad for you. Anything else you want to say?
Just thank you. Thank you for having me here today. And I'm glad that in this lifetime I found you. And just, I guess, I want to say that I do love myself.
Yes. Yes. And I want to thank you for allowing me to continue with my purpose.
Yeah.
Because what do we say? You lose your purpose. What happens?
You don't want to be here anymore. Without purpose, you feel like you just want to go. Like it's time to move on.
You want to die, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so with these healings, we've given you a renewed purpose.
Yeah, I had lost that.
Yeah.
And
now you're back.
Yeah.
Father, thank you very much. We give you all the credit because I'm not taking your credit. Thank you, Father. And we're going to leave now. And thank you for joining us, Nancy.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And my name is Brian. You've been listening to Clarity Radio. And we are now going to another break. And we're going to talk about COVID-19, ETC, ETC. We'll be right back.
Every whisper, every
Okay, we're back. My name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio, and this broadcast has been prepared for February 11th, year 2021. Yes, yes. Wow, the prior two segments with Nancy, very powerful, very powerful. She's gone. She's left the studio, and the train has left. So, I didn't discuss with you the Lucifer gene, and I guess we weren't supposed to, but we can do it now. A lot of people who call and they want to see me, there's a lot that get turned down. And it's not that I don't want to help you. It's just that I can't. And so if someone has what we call a Lucifer gene, it may be a metaphor for something. But what I do know, that when it's there, whatever you're going through, and if it's connected to that gene, I can't help you. You know, that's the sadness that I have with a lot of people, because I'm just programmed to help people. And I'm the last person that want to see someone suffer. But one thing I do know, for you to end up with that Lucifer gene, again, it may be a metaphor. It means that you've had a lot of chances to get it right, and you didn't get it right. It's very, very difficult. People just don't understand what it means to go through karma. I've got one person that, in another incarnation, he was a military surgeon. And he did 300 amputations. And these 300 were not necessary. He just took the limbs off. But they were not necessary. And in fact, he joked about it in that other incarnation. And it wasn't pleasant for him, particularly when he died and he crossed over. It wasn't pleasant because he was told he had to go through karma. And that meant he would have to come back 300 incarnations and go through some form of amputation. This is why we need to be on the right path, so that we can understand what the truth is and what the consequences are. We have to be well informed. But around the world, there's this software program on people, which I don't understand, that says they're stuck. And the ones that really don't believe in past lives, in most cases, this is their last incarnation. So it's very, very difficult for me. I want to help the world. I'm trying to unblock the block that prevents people from receiving truth. And if you're one of them, just keep listening to the broadcast. And I know one day I hope to be able to help you to the best of my ability, right? Always to the best of my ability. Okay, so let's go on. We're going to talk about COVID-19 ETC. There's different strains, variants. Many of you have read my last article on the website. And so this is simply a continuation and or response and or adjustment to what was written. So let me start by looking at point number one. So the question I have before I started to discern this, the question I've had is very simple. Our government, have they done anything wrong with the handling of COVID? Now, at one point, I thought they did. I got to be honest. I thought they did. Then God revealed the bigger picture, a much bigger picture. And I go, oh, my God. I said, Father, forgive me if I've spoke poorly about our government. And so I was forgiven. And it wasn't in a malicious way. I really thought that they were at one point doing something wrong. And so this is what I learned. And I want to share it with you. So the answer is no. They have not done anything wrong. Not one politician in this country, not one doctor, responder, nurses, it doesn't matter who they are that's involved in COVID, they haven't done anything wrong. They've done everything what they are supposed to, what their genes have them programmed to do. No world leader has done anything wrong. And it goes to the gene programming. And I had to separate the understanding between free will and we're in the matrix. And so part of my anger at one point to the government on a private level, it was my free will overlapping into the matrix. And so I've made a major adjustment with that overlapping. And so I've learned that the world leaders, politicians, and many others, I mean, they have a gene program. Again. And there's something that's called a mandatory gene. That mandatory gene says they have to do what the mandatory gene says they're supposed to do. And so if I get upset with what they're doing when they're supposed to do their mandatory gene, I'm getting upset with God. And I realized that. And that's why I went to God and asked for complete forgiveness. And I'm not going to get upset with any one of them anymore, because on top of that, the job that they have to do is very tough. And some of them are thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to take the monkey on my back. I'm responsible for some of the people dying. They're not. They're not responsible for any of the suffering that the people have gone through. They're not responsible. And even if they hear this message, it doesn't mean that they're going to do worse. They can only do what their gene says they're going to do. That's the same with me. And so as we move on to point number two, I had to look at my own white light gene. And my own white light gene tells me what happened to me in my most recent incarnation. And much of it was not pleasant. And it tells me what I need to experience in my remaining incarnation. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my incarnation, because I've made some major changes that's going to help us, help myself, help the world. When I say help the world, I want to make a major contribution. And that's what I normally do. When I was Benjamin Franklin, I did that. When I was Einstein, I did that. When I was Tesla, I did that. And now I'm Brian Farnham, and I'm going to do it. When I leave, I plan to make a major contribution to mankind. Because I agreed to do it. And because I'm good at doing it. And I do it unconditionally. But yeah, we need to have huge amounts of money, millions, to do it. But that's up to God. If God talks to you, help us out. But as we move to point number three, the white light gene is very interesting, because there is something that's called a carrier, a person who is a carrier for the virus. And so if I'm looking and discerning a person, and I've done this privately with many people, it tells me if the person's going to be a carrier in this incarnation, It tells me if they were a carrier in the last incarnation. If they weren't a carrier in the last incarnation, the chances are that they were a recipient. And in the last incarnation, they got the COVID virus from somebody else. And so if you were a recipient, there's a good chance that you're coming back into this matrix as a carrier. And the gene would tell me who the target is, who you're supposed to infect. And it tells me the person that you're likely going to infect, whether or not they will recover or die from it. Because in the 100% free will, if you were a recipient and you got COVID and you died and you got it from someone else, there's a good chance that you're coming into the matrix to be a carrier. And when you are a carrier, your own physical body manufactures that virus. That's why this is so hard to control. It's very difficult to get rid of a viral strain when you've got individuals, their own body, that can actually manufacture that virus and give it to third parties. It's very, very difficult. That's why people need to go on a spiritual experience and go deep and try to understand what COVID is about. We're not going to be able to understand everything, but it's just complicated. And the matrix changes from one day to the next. There's major influences from the dark side, from the light. And what goes on every day would absolutely blow your mind. And you don't need to know that. That's what I need to know. So as we go to the fourth point, so how does one become a COVID carrier? Let's expand on this. Again, it's about personal revenge. It's not about God's revenge. It's about personal revenge. But here's the problem with personal revenge. So you come into the matrix and you get revenge and you cause someone to be really sick or they die. Guess what? You're coming back into another incarnation and now it's your turn to die or get sick. You're on the treadmill. That's why it's important that when someone does harm to you, you don't forgive. You just say, Father, I let go of my anger and my revenge towards that person, towards all that caused me to suffer. But you also have to denounce eye for eye. Eye for eye will also keep you on the treadmill if both parties accept eye for eye. Because when you accept eye for eye, there is no room for final resolution. It's cut and dry. You take someone's eye, they take your eye. It's very cut and dry. There is no wiggle room. That should be completely out of your English textbook. And so I discerned. As I went deeper and I looked into the population of Canada, and I was told that 20% of the human population in Canada are carriers of the virus. 20%. So that means the 20% that are carriers in the 100% free will were recipients. And they're coming into the matrix to have revenge. To have revenge. So as we move on to the fifth point, how did one get COVID in the first reference point life? The first one. Not the last one, the first. And it's complicated. This is the main reason, but there's other reasons. But it's complicated. In the first reference, 100% free will, what happened? COVID as we know it did not exist. I'm talking about the viral strain that goes and kills people. I'm not talking about the one that's already in your physical body. That is playing a role to kill other microbes in your colon. It's staying in your body with a purpose. I'm not talking about airborne viral strains. That did not happen in the first free will reference point. Then, when we look at COVID-19, where we bounce into a Groundhog Day, and I'm told it's a spiritual debt. It's karma. Bad karma. ETC. And so I asked a question, why? And it's mostly about killing animals. Sure, it could be about killing something else, even humans. I'm not clear on this completely, but I know it's mostly to do with doing harm to animals. And so very recently, over 150 post office workers in Mississauga came down with COVID. So the news has reported. 150, I believe, maybe 160. It doesn't matter. Say over 100. And I discerned that in every case, all those workers in another incarnation where they had free will, they were all employees of a animal slaughtering house. All of them. Now they come into the matrix here. They come down with COVID. It's not ringing true for anyone when I say that COVID is connected to killing animals, because many of us were running around saying this is our only incarnation. We've never had any other incarnations. So you can't connect the dots. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you connect the dots. But it's mostly about killing animals. And so as we move to point number 6, I asked, I said, Father, what's the proper way to kill animals? What are we doing wrong that is attracting this worldwide? Not just in Canada, the United States, Europe, Asia, all over the place. The islands, Bahamas, everyone knows someone who's gotten the darn virus. And around the world, they kill animals. The reason why the Atlantic provinces does not have a high ratio of COVID cases, because they're busy dealing with their fish and potatoes. They're not slaughtering huge amounts of animals in the Atlantic provinces when compared to Ontario, Alberta, Quebec. And they did this in another incarnation. In the States, if you focus on the highest rates of COVID, it's around centers, locations, cities, towns that slaughter animals around the world. But we're not making any connection, because it's very difficult to make the connection unless you have the gift that I have. I have one TV screen that shows me your incarnation, where you came from. And I have another TV screen that shows me what you did wrong. But I also have another TV screen that says what karma you have to go through. And I have another TV screen that tells me what happens to you after you leave. I have 4 TV screens. And I get all that information very quickly. It comes to me very quickly. So back to 6. What is the proper way to kill an animal? Based on the software program of God, the software program of our genes, what is the proper way to kill animals? Firstly, this is what we need to know. The software program says you're only allowed to kill animals for self-defense, for food, not for recreation. But where there's a high population of certain types of animals and they're doing harm to the environment, that is self-defense. That's allowed. But to go out and just sport hunt and kill them, even worse, leave them right there and walk away, that's not too smart. But the meat packers, the private farmers that kill animals, what do they need to do? Just one thing. They need to ask God to forgive them. That's it. That's the software program. So, for example, if I'm in Alberta and I'm busy slaughtering animals, I'm going to ask God, forgive me for slaughtering the animals today. Or I could make it towards the end of the week. Or towards the end of the month. I can say, Father, all the animals I've slaughtered, please forgive me. And be sincere. And so what that does on a gene level software program, it removes any possibility of you being punished. But it's not God doing the punish. You're doing it to yourself based on your other beliefs, your other core beliefs. That says because you did this, you must suffer. And one of them is the eye for eye. But if you ask God for sincere forgiveness, it overrides all the other false beliefs. This will make it less painful for you in your subsequent incarnations. That's what you got to do. And, I mean, if I'm with the government, I'm going to get ministers, priests, rabbis, everybody, all together and say, we need you to go out to all slaughtering plants and teach this to everybody. Make this worldwide. But I know people are shaking their heads. But if one person does this, it's worth it. I'm always satisfied with the one person. I always get the one person. There's always the one person that does it. And they're saved. If I'm in a hospital bed with COVID, I'm going to ask God to forgive me if I did any harm to any animals. The power of prayer in this case is very powerful. But many people who truly don't love themselves will have a tough time. Nancy had a tough time. And today she loves herself. And today she can deal with God, Christ, direct. Her heart is completely open. And that's a gift. She's blessed. It's wonderful. It's just wonderful. I feel so great to be able to share this with you. I know many are going to be helped. Okay, the seventh. We're still on COVID-19 ETC gene programming. He's got me back with the meatpacking employees here, and plus, oh, the owners too. He says they all have an active gene to go to God. This is good. They all have an active gene that they can go to God and ask God to forgive them. Wow. And all Canadians, I would say the world too, have an active gene that they can ask God for their past life mistakes or perceived mistakes. They have a perception that they did something wrong, but they didn't really do it because they were cursed by someone. But you can go to God privately and ask God to forgive you for anything you did in a past life, another incarnation, to harm yourself or another, or animals, anything. God's creation, anything. Do that weekly. Or you can just do it once a month. Because this incarnation is in line with your original free will. So you may be looking 5 years from now where in the original free will you did something really bad. So you have to deal with that 5 years from now. That's why you do it monthly throughout your whole incarnation. And ask God to forgive you. You can do it weekly. You can do it daily. Whatever you want to do. But that's a good way to cleanse your soul before you leave here. If you're 90 years old, you're 100 years old, ask God to forgive you for everything and anything through your whole incarnation, what you've done. Because you are the programmer, you yourself, and your only free will you have is when you get it from God. God gives you the free will by you going asking for forgiveness, then God changing the software program for you and your family. But there's a lot of darkness that it's going to follow you when you're on the path towards the light. Because they are jealous, 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 jealous. And they have no love for the true God. They don't even love themselves. And for many, the happiest joy they have is when they hurt someone. I've been told that God's Matrix software program views taking the life of an animal and not asking God for sincere forgiveness is a malicious act. So that's what God means by committing a malicious act. It's taking the life of an animal and not then asking God to forgive you. That is the definition. Wow. There you go. Look at yourself as your own software program and you simply ask God to forgive you. Remember, you do not forgive anyone. When you do this, you take on the person's karma, the bad karma. Don't do it. And the karma that we're speaking about is the karma that that person would have gone through because they harmed you. So whatever that karma would be, instead of the person going through it that harmed you, you're going to go through it in another incarnation. That's why you do not forgive anyone. And don't get tricked by the TV shows where you're seeing everybody forgive each other. Learn from my own mistakes. The eighth, the media. So how can you help the media? This is very, very interesting. So if you're part of the media and you receive this truth and you do not warn people or even suggest that there's a possible link, you can call me crazy. I don't really care. All I need is someone in the media to get this truth out to the world because I know at least half of the people will believe it. The other half, well, yeah, will think I'm crazy. But I don't mind being crazy if I know I'm going to save someone's life. And save their life in this incarnation or in incarnations to follow. And those who do this, you got to be brave. I mean, it's very few. That you can offset your bad karma to a certain degree by doing this. You're going to greatly benefit. Particularly if by doing this, people actually start asking God to forgive them in connection to the animals. And they start being healed. Where if they have a certain drug that would not work on them because their software program says because they have not gone to God for forgiveness, the drug won't work. But instead, we get people being healed by the drug because they went to God for complete forgiveness in their genetics, their body chemistry. Instead of fighting that drug, it allowed the drug to go after the microbe. For you to do this in the media, print it, whatever you want to do, you're really going to get a huge benefit, a huge benefit. So do it. So the ninth, vaccines. So when you take a look at this 20% ratio, so in Canada, the way to look at this, there's about 40% of the human population in Canada that's playing some sort of role with COVID, potentially over time. 20% are carriers and 20% are recipients, just a ballpark. This ratio also applies to the rest of the world. So what does that mean? So it means that not more than 20% of the world human population has a active gene to get a vaccine. That's what it means. Then I asked the question, why is that? And I was told, leave it alone. It's just is. I'm going to go with just is. So the antidote would be for people who are sick. And then I've been told for the treatment slash antidote to really work, each person has to go to God and ask for complete forgiveness. All they need to be told is this truth. That's all they need. I mean, if I'm lying in a hospital bed, I'm going to be grabbing onto anything, particularly if I love myself and I want to live. And I'm going to go to God because most people do actually go to God when they're lying in their hospital bed. So you don't have to mention animals to them. You can just say, go to God and ask God to forgive you for doing any harm to anything that's of God, that's been created by God. That includes everything. So now you're not crazy. There's nothing wrong with that. That would cover the animals. But we as a country society need to understand the importance of having respect for the animals. They have a conscience. They can think. You can train a pig to do something. You can train a cow to do something. You can train a chicken to do something. You can train dogs, cats to do something. If you can do all that, it means they have a conscience. When something has a conscience, even a plant has a conscience. Just ask Prince Charles. He knows. And I'm not laughing. People who are very connected to plants know this. They know this. When you take a look at chemistry and you microwave water every day and you feed it to the plant's going to die because it's a positive charge. You're putting a positive charge into the water. But if you put water that is negative charge into the plant is going to grow. It's going to survive. It's going to bear fruit. We need truth. We need truth. We start to think this way. And God sees that man's coming around. That antidote is going to come very, very quickly. That treatment is going to come very, very quickly. The economy will open up very, very quickly. We just need to be able to let go of our beliefs that prevent us from embracing this truth. And what we need to do is just accept it, put on our seatbelts, and go for the ride. That's what we have to do. So we're going to take a break now, and I'm going to be talking about food oils. I learned something very, very, very interesting, and I want to share it with you. So you're listening to Clarity Radio. My name's Brian, and once again, this has been prepared for the February 11th, year 2021 broadcast. Thank you. Oh, wait. Before we go to break, I forgot something. We are going to talk further about the COVID, and we're going to try to tie in the Wuhan, the animal connection to COVID, along with the 20% factor that we've been discussing. It doesn't make complete sense right now, but it will next week when we explain how everything is connected with the animals and carriers infecting others. So I'm going to do that next week, but we don't have enough time today. I've gone way past the time that we were supposed to spend. So thank you, and we're now going to our break, finally. Thank you. Song. And listen, this is not the end of everything. It is just growing pains. So my name is Brian, and we're still live in the studio here. We're recording for February 11th, year 2021. Now, if we don't get it posted on the 11th, it's going to be on the 12th. Okay, so I was told that my last segment was like 45 minutes. Maybe they're going to cut it down. I don't know. But I mean, they like to do everything in a perfectionist way. Not too perfectionist, because if they did it too perfectionist, they would be happy. Because I've never met a person who is a true perfectionist who is really happy. So I don't want to follow that path. That's for sure. So here, we're on a fourth segment. And how do I say this? You just have to be able to think outside the box with me. That's it. And then eventually, as you think outside the box and you continue to listen, because folks, I plan to be here for at least another 20, 25 years. Okay? A long time. So I need you to be with me, at least most of you. And I want to help you prepare for your next incarnation. And if there's anyone out there, if you're a scientist or you're a medical research group, or you're a group of doctors that get together on a Saturday just to discuss science, invite me along. I'd like to understand what you're doing. And maybe I can add some value to your groups. So maybe when this COVID's all over, we can do something like this. So food gene programming for Canadians. It's actually for the world for most of it, but no, Canadians. It's Canadians. I'm just corrected, okay? So point number one. Frying with olive oil. My gosh, did I get a punch to the side? I went deeper, and my spiritual gifts, my access to science is unbelievable. And for example, I fry with olive oil. I love to fry with olive oil. the vegetables, my eggs, seafood, you name it. Now I've been told I'm causing problems with my health if I continue when I use olive oil to fry. And I thought it was the opposite. I really thought that it was okay. And then I discerned that all Canadians have a gene that says don't use olive oil to fry. And I go, oh my gosh. So one of the things that I've got to do is we've developed a positive and negative charge test for pharmaceutical drugs, for food, etc., etc., etc. So now I have to go and I have to basically fry food in olive oil, then take that olive oil after it's cooled down, and I have to see if it's got a positive charge. Because what I'm told is when you fry the olive oil, it causes a positive charge to take place in your digestive system, which is not what you want. You want it to create a negative charge. And by raising the temperature of the olive oil, it does something to the charge. We're supposed to have the olive oil at room temperature. That's what we're supposed to do. And then I'm discerning more, and we're just looking in the last 50 years, bypass surgeries. One of the main factors of clogging up of the arteries, I've discerned, has been frying olive oil, heating the temperature up, using olive oil to fry different foods. This has, again, contributed to many triple bypass surgeries. So I'm not going to use olive oil to fry my foods. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use the olive oil in my salads and to dip it with the bread. I'm going to have the olive oil as a dip. And I've discerned years ago that it's better for you to take bread and dip it in olive oil. It's healthier for you at room temperature. So there you go. You can take it or leave it. But the problem is when you take olive oil and your genes say you're not supposed to use it to fry and you do that, it's going to create a different chemical reaction in your body over time, which you may not necessarily notice over time, but something will happen where you may need surgery. So, I mean, it's scary and I had no idea. I thought it was okay. But because my gifts has just widened up, that's how I'm going to eat from now on, and I'm going to have my family eat this way. So, number two, frying with butter. Oh, my gosh. Chef Gordon Ramsay, you're not going to like me today because you love to use butter and mix it with your oil. You love to do that and fry in that beautiful seafood, fish, whatever. I want to say I love you very much, and I love your program, The Uncharted Ramsay. Folks, go to, I think it's Prime Video, and go and watch his series. It's very good. Very, very good. So, butter is a big problem. So, all Canadians have a gene not to use butter to fry. Here we go. And I won't be doing this anymore, because I want to live way past my 80s. What does it do again? When you fry the butter, it changes the charge, and it creates a positive charge in your digestive system, which you don't want. You don't want to eat any foods that create a positive charge. Even some of the smoothies out there that you are taking, you're thinking the smoothie is healthy for you, but it's not. Many of them have a positive charge. It's mixing the right ingredients together that you have a negative charge. And I'm going to help you with that down the road. If I get the green light to give you recipes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you a good negative charge smoothie that will be healthy for you. And when it's negative charge, it means that you can lose weight. If it's positive charge, it's going to cause you to gain weight. Wow. And so the olive oil can cause your arteries to be clogged up. The butter, oh boy, this is like a doozy. And I'm definitely not going to use butter to fry anymore. It shuts down the pancreatic stem cell, which when that's shut down, it can trigger diabetes. But more importantly, most people believe that diabetes starts from the pancreas. It's triggered from the pancreas. That's not true. It starts in your kidneys. That's where diabetes starts. And I know I'm going to have to do a show on this, but when I get the green light, I will do it to the best of my ability. Everything's to the best of my ability. Hey, listen, people at work, you have bosses, and your boss says to you, can you have that report on my desk tomorrow morning? You have to say, yes, I will, to the best of my ability. Because if you don't say that, that report's not on the desk. You give your boss permission to abuse you. But if you say to the best of your ability, you don't give your boss permission to abuse you. Keep that in mind. And so with respect to your kidneys and your pancreas, don't use butter and fry with it. We're talking cow's butter. Don't do it. You know, save your pancreas, save your kidneys. This is not a typical type of type 2 diabetes. It's more like a type 3 diabetes triggered by environmental reactions, interactions. Okay, so the third point, really amazing. So what are the good cooking oils for frying? Now, the first thing I got to say, when you have regional diabetes around the world, it could be because of different reasons, not necessarily the same reasons, but it's all connected to one thing, one common thing, which are your genes, your gene program. And so, for example, there is something that is called ghee. And so the people of India, Asia, but mostly India, they fry with ghee. And so for the most part, it's good for the people of India to use ghee. But what I need to do is understand this more. I really need to understand this more because people from India and Canada, there's a high rate of diabetes, a huge high rate of diabetes. I have to take a look at how they cook, and I got to see what's causing their diabetes. But when I look at the gene programming, and I study Canadians using my gift of discernment, 20% of Canadians have an active gene to use canola oil for frying, and that should be non-GMO. If it's not non-GMO, don't go near it. And I have to look at that. So when there's an advertisement saying that, hey, use canola oil, and the advertisement assumes that everybody can take it, but my discernment says that's not true. And I'm going to go with my discernment. I believe the reason why we have so many different oils is basically to accommodate so many different races, which have so many different genes. So I've learned that 20% of all Canadians have an active gene to use canola oil for frying. And that should be non-GMO. If it's not non-GMO, don't go near it. But I have to do more research on this. I'm just trying to convey to you that not all oils are safe for all of us coming into one melting pot, a population melting pot, and saying that it's safe for everyone. It's not true. So you have to go with your own intuition. Your gene that you have that's active will tell you. But sometimes it doesn't. And we'll get to that down the road. But coconut oil can be used basically by most people, by everyone. Maybe 95%. I always have to say less than 100% because there's always one that will come up to me and says, I've got an allergy to coconut oil. Okay. But coconut oil for frying is a lot safer than using olive oil. So I'm now going to use coconut oil for frying, and I have been. But again, I have to spend more time, and particularly I want to find out what disease states take place through certain races if they have an oil where their gene program says they're not supposed to have. So leave that with me. Okay, fourth point, Asians, peanut oil. I've discerned 90% of all Asians have an active gene so they can use peanut oil. This is Asians. We're not talking about Caucasians. We're talking Asians. And 90% of all Asians have an active gene to fry with palm oil. So you may see palm oil on the store shelf and you're not Asian. It doesn't mean it's going to be good for you. But if an Asian buys palm oil, in most cases, it's going to be safe. Again, the safety of oils is based on human genetics. You have to go again with your own intuition and do not accept at face value radio, TV, magazine, commercials, advertisements, etc. Don't accept it at face value, even though they say they have a clinical trial. Don't accept it. You have to take a look at your own culture, your own ethnic culture, and learn from your grandmother. Learn how your grandmother uses oils. And you have to go back to old school. This is a totally different twist, but I'm saying this because I want to help you. Okay, the fifth point, white refined sugar. Here we go. All Canadians have an active gene that says eating refined white sugar is not what am I trying to say, is not, did you say it, safe? It really isn't. It really is not safe. And so you have to take a look at that and realize that if you've got a gene that says eating refined sugar is not safe, then you go and on a continual basis you're eating refined sugar, it's going to cause some sort of health problem for you down the road. But all Canadians have an active gene, for the most part, that says honey is safe. And I love honey. But don't go and buy that processed honey that's not really honey. Buy honey from your local farmer or from a store that you trust. And you're getting real honey. You're getting real honey. But I'm going to have to do more research on this. If I can get people from taking this refined sugar, particularly the sugar that people put in their coffees. Oh my gosh. I know this one person, they put between 5 and 6 sugars in their coffee and 4 servings of milk. My gosh. Terrible. And they're going to have a health problem down the road if they don't correct. Don't follow that path. So let me help you. The 6th point. How do you know you are eating something that will do you harm over time? That's what you need to know, right? And once you understand this, then you can watch out for the signs. The first response to the question, well, is experience. What would you experience? Immediate severe reaction, i.e. some people have a peanut allergy, peanut oil, peanuts, Reese's, whatever. Then they have it, and they're now choking, and they can't breathe. That's an example. Okay? So once you have that experience, you realize you have to walk around with an EpiPen or something like that. You've got to have that with you. I mean, that's one way. Now, another way that really sneaks up on you, it's very tricky, is when you crave something a lot, when you're addicted to a certain type of food. If you're drinking 2-3 glasses of milk every day, or even 1 big glass of milk plus ice cream and all that stuff, this is saying to you that you need to stop. Because if you don't stop, you can end up getting diabetes or something like that. Some disease. And that's why you need to pay attention. Because usually what you have an allergy to, you usually crave that allergy. And so you have to pay attention to the foods that you crave. If you got to have sugar all the time, there is an issue. There is a potential serious illness coming your way down the road. If you continue this and you don't clear it up. And it can be cleared up. 100% it can be cleared up. You just need to go on a path of spiritual commitment. Otherwise, if you don't do it, it's going to be the treadmill. Every incarnation, you're going to come in, have the same food behavior, and face the same disease. Another clue is when you eat something, and after you eat the food, you're coughing a lot. You have milk, for example, you cough, cough, cough. All the time you have an ice cream, you cough, cough. Whatever that food is, identify it and get it out of your system. Walk away from it. That's how you know. You can do this if you love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, you need to go on a spiritual path. And you need to get lifted off you, whatever's on you that causes you not to love yourself. You want to become a Nancy. 7, let's talk about food. You can't lose weight. Jeez, this reminds me of me now. Oh my gosh. I lost 31 pounds. 31 pounds this morning. And I feel a lot better. And my wife says I don't snore anymore. That's kind of nice. It's really nice. Snoring is not a good thing. But when you take a look at why one can't lose weight, there's something that most people have. And I had this from another incarnation. And basically, the reason why I had this, it had more to do with me agreeing to take on someone's karma. And I forgave them. And I took on their shame and their guilt. I've since then got rid of it. And what I had was a self-victim obesity gene, just because I forgave somebody. And then on top of that, what I learned is that the self-victim obesity gene is the primary reason why someone has what is called the yo-yo diet. The number one reason. They have the yo-yo diet because they're taking on someone else's karma. And I went, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And another reason is where you're cursed by others. I also had that. I had someone who cursed me who didn't want me to be successful because they knew that if I was overweight, I would not be accepted by the media. And I know they will be upset when they hear I've lost 31 pounds and I'm on my way to 40. And it's coming off very, very easy. That was one of my major personal hang-ups, was the fact that I had this extra weight. And I tried. Then one day it was revealed to me who was doing this to me and why. And I got it lifted off me. Folks, it feels good. It really does feel good. Okay, so here we go. Being cursed by others, this curse stuff is really serious. Like, I mean, it's really, really serious. Again, I spoke when we interviewed Nancy, the curse in Romania, every human being born in Romania has an active gene that says they're cursed. Everyone. Then on top of that, there's another layer of curses against the government that says if you bring any harm against the people of Romania, you're in big trouble. Wow. These curses are for real. It's not a joke. It is not a joke. When I met Sam Mitchell, the former coach of the Toronto Raptors was cursed so badly, so badly. And I agreed to work with Sam. And that same year that I worked with Sam, he was voted the best improved coach of his Eastern Division. Prior to that, they were doing badly. They were doing badly. It's because I went to the father. I said, Father, can you lift the curse off the Raptors? And he did. He did. That's another reason why the Raptors did so well with me working with Sam Mitchell. And Mike Evans. You know, Mike, miss you, man. Let's talk soon. He's a good man. Sam's a good man. But it's true. That happened. But we go back to this metaphor, Lucifer gene. You could have a Lucifer gene that says you got bad karma to go through, you can't lose weight. That one sucks. Because I know what it's like to have extra weight where it's very difficult for you to go up the stairs. I had a tough time going up the stairs. Now I'm like a spring chicken. I can just go up the stairs, no problem. It makes a big difference. It makes a difference on how you treat yourself and how others view you and others treat you better. That's what I've found since I've lost the 31 pounds now. Even my dogs treat me better. They want to sit around me. They're going, woof, woof, woof. They're saying, hey, you lost weight. I love you more. I mean, it's amazing. It's just incredible. It feels so good. And I like to start some sort of group down the road, get maybe 10 people who have had problems all their life losing weight and who does not have the Lucifer gene, and diarize the events and let the public know the truth and get these people off the yo-yo-yo-yo diet. Off! Go, yo-yo! That's where we gotta be. So eighth, mental illness. Jeez, I hope they're not talking about me. Here we go. Mental illness plays a big role in your destructive food behaviors. It does. So part of the issue of losing weight could also be because you've got some mental illness condition. And I say this with respect. Depression is a bad one. You know, makes you crave the sugars. It's just horrible. And you just eat, 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 eat. And the issue around the sugars has nothing to do with this incarnation. It has more to do with another incarnation, which you have a memory of, but it's not connected to you. The real who you are is not on you telling you what the truth. But I've got access to all your files. I can tell you in 5 minutes why you crave sugar. And this also includes alcohol. A lot of people who have depression, they go into alcohol and they go into other drugs, whatever. It's mostly the sugars and the alcohol. And so for someone to be able to lose weight, they have to be able to, if it's connected, get rid of their depression. And then their anxiety. Well, this not really connected to food. It's more connected to doing dangerous behavior acts. That's what it's mostly connected to, anxiety. Maybe you felt another incarnation that you were responsible for one of your children having a car accident. So you say to yourself, okay, I got to come into this incarnation. I have to set up a similar car accident. But you say this on the subconscious level, but you don't know that. the one day you have the car accident. But leading up to the car accident, you have anxiety. And like Nancy, that can be lifted. The bipolar, this is the bad boy, the bad girl. This is the one that, unknowingly to you, or maybe you do know, wants you to commit suicide. And if you don't have the Lucifer gene, that can be lifted. But that's a bad one, the bipolar. I had another client who came and saw me years ago, but she saw me in the last 2 years prior to COVID. And she looked at me and she says, thank you for helping me. You got rid of my bipolar. And I didn't realize because she just left. I didn't check. I didn't check on her and see how she's doing. But I remember she was going through a tough time with bipolar. And I do thank this one that came in and saw me and thanked me. There's a lot of people who have been healed, but they never called me or they never sent me a card saying thank you. That would be nice. That would be wonderful. Okay, here we go. Ninth point. Our genes. Okay, so we're going to just wrap it up very, very shortly here. So our genes are our life script at that moment. So just because you have a suicide gene that's active, it doesn't mean you have to kill yourself. However, if you've got a Lucifer gene, that's going to be a tough one for me to deal with because I have to go to the spiritual council and they have to approve it. And there's a lot involved in getting that energy lifted off you. Also, there's a lot of respect that people have to have when something like that is lifted off them. It's a tall order for a lot of people to have respect when they've been given a blessing where they are healed from getting some horrible disease, whether it's cancer, whether it's something else, and then they don't respect it. And they take that healing and they just throw it away. And then it comes back or comes into their system for the first time. That's why it's difficult, because it's difficult to find a lot of people who have respect for God, for Christ, for the council, for me, the work that I'm doing. It's very difficult. But the people who truly believe, have respect, they are the ones that get the actual benefit. And I wish I could say 7 billion people can get the actual benefit. But I know that's not true. So let me say by closing that it's been a very tough time for me in the last 2 or 3 months. And I'm still recovering from something, but I'm doing well. Although I've lost a lot of weight, I plan to lose again another 40. And I'm paying attention to my health, particularly over the next 60 days. And I've gone through a rough ride. And those who have been with me that have supported me, thank you very much. I love all of you. And many of you who have called me to tell me how much you love me, thank you. It means a lot to me. Hey, Mary from Chicago, thank you very much for that phone call the other day. It really made my day that you've been listening to me for so many years, you know, 15 years plus. It made me feel good. And of course, the many other people who have called me and cried, they cried on the phone. And they said, I just had a thought that you may be dying. And I had so many of those calls. And I say, Father, do they know something I don't know? But they were right, because I had to do some emergency healings on myself. And if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be here today. And so I want to thank all of you who warned me of something. Thank you very much. You know who I'm talking about. And I'm looking forward to the future. I'm really looking forward to the future, and I'm looking forward to being with you and you being with me. So once again, thank you very much, and my name is Brian, and we're going to do a broadcast next week. It may not be 4 segments, but I just wanted to keep you busy over the next week, so hopefully that should keep you out of trouble. Once again, my name is Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you, and may God give you many, many, many blessings. Thank you.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed
running through my head, and I feel that love is dead. I'm loving angels instead, and through it. Forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know to my bones. When love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. Save me. I'm loving angels instead.